Well, we have got temperatures back into the deep freeze as we move into next week, and that means we need more, of course, places that will we can go that have heat and also that will warm our little selves from the inside out. Somebody who knows more about that than most folks is Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art. Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We have another fabulous art opening to celebrate all of your shoveling work that you're going to be doing today and tomorrow morning. It's an exhibition closing at the Duluth Art Institute. Shannon Cousineau has her work in the Corridor Gallery. The title of the exhibition is Rituals. And this is, if there was ever like a secular temple for you to go and contemplate life force and your grief and the power of relationships, this exhibition will do it. It's a wonderful space that the curator at the Duluth Art Institute is Amy Varsek, and she's really activated this Corridor Gallery in a fabulous way with color. And the work by Shannon Cousineau in that space really, it's a wonderful partnership because Shannon's work is incredibly powerful. These are these large woodblock prints that she's done. So she's taken, a woodblock that's, I think it's almost 5 feet, 4 feet. They're huge. So it's really large scale printing that she's doing, which to look at that kind of artistry, because that's an incredible skill to have, to be able to cut a plate, ink a plate, print a plate, you know, with detail and with perfection, with even, you know, there's an incredible craft and skill that goes into it. But this is an incredible. Shannon has been doing this series called Rituals. When her father passed away unexpectedly, it was an incredible turning point in her life where she, his passing gave her life back in a really interesting turn. It was incredibly devastating for her, but it turned her around. She was able to take that grief and turn it into something really powerful. And so this series is a story about that, which is a pretty universal thing when we think about, you know, a lot of us have faced powerful grief. A lot of us have faced turning points in our life. She is a draftsman of the body in a way that's really incredible. She shows how the body holds pain and holds grief in her work. And then the other thing I love about her prints are she has gold leaf that adds this power to it. And she also is choosing fonts and text. She's a really incredible designer in the choices that she's used for these fonts. And they're, you know, old English, you know, think about, you know, books that sort of these precious books and manuscripts, but they're blown up to this large scale size. And so you have this interesting relationship with them that it is, it's a secular temple. So Tuesday, go and enjoy that. Do yourself a favor after shoveling. And then this weekend, Saturday, head over to Lincoln Park because they have an incredible craft district holiday market going on. The Duluth Pottery, Karin Kramer, and the wonderful space that is the Duluth Pottery is having an open house, which I think is fun because they're also celebrating the painting of Stacey Renee. And when I mentioned, you know, design and painting and sort of design, graphic arts and fine arts melding together, certainly Stacey's work does that, and that will be on display at the Duluth Pottery open house as well. And Karin is just a gifted ceramic artist, and she has showcased a lot of the other gifted ceramic artists of our region. Our region is this hotbed of clay, and the it's just the right mix of the raw materials, the people. You know, potters are interesting folk, and the Northland lends itself well to cultivating this group of artisans. So definitely stop there. The Duluth Folk School is having a celebration of local artisans and crafters in their space as well. And then it is towards the end of the year, and this time of the year, it's always super, super fun to look back on the amazing art publications. I do this every year with you, Lisa, and I wanted to take some time in December to start mentioning books that you can put on reserve at your library or put on your gift list or just look on the internet and ooh and ah and drool a little bit over. One of them is a catalog for a traveling exhibition on Robert Colescott. And the reason I chose this one is because we actually, at the Tweed Museum of Art, have a pretty nice collection of Colescott prints. So we have a connection to this artist, and he has a large traveling exhibition that was organized by the Contemporary Art Center in Cincinnati, and this is this companion catalog that goes with it. And Colescott is he's a 20th century satirist in art. He is unapologetically direct in his political takedowns. And he does these just absolutely scathing, like sort of no holds bar. Everybody is a subject for his kind of gaze of being disillusioned and trying to shine a light at the craziness that is politics and American truth. So that is a beautiful, beautiful piece that showcases a lot of his later work, but certainly a lot about his life. And he's an artist that I think a lot of folks, if they don't know him, should know him. He has a lot of really interesting looks at racial identity. He is biracial, and it wasn't until his 40s that he really embraced his African-American heritage. And so I think it's an interesting story. He lived 1925 to 2009. So he lived through a lot of really interesting conversations around race in the United States. And I think seeing that conversation through his lens, through his artwork, is really fascinating. So that is one to put on the list if you want to, snuggle down and ignore what's going on outside. You might turn your gaze to that.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
Yes.
I love
indeed.
It. I love it. I'm all about escapism. Any kind of escapism, that is, I'm all about that completely. Annie,
exactly.
Thanks a million for joining us this morning. Lots of things to go and enjoy or just do a little bit of snooping online if it gets to be a little bit too chilly to go out. There's plenty of things that you can enjoy indoors and outdoors, as a matter of fact, this week. We'll talk again next week. How's that grab you?
That sounds lovely. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, a regular feature of Mondays right here on Northland Morning.